This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is working out the final details on its articles of impeachment against President Trump. During evening debates, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said abuse of power and obstruction of Congress cannot be overlooked.
So, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins calls the entire impeachment process a farce.
The real legacy of this impeachment hearing will not be the removal of Donald Trump as president. In fact, if anything, they see the majority for what they are, on a three-year vendetta.
The committee is getting ready to vote on whether to accept or reject the articles of impeachment. The legal team for the whistleblower is now preparing for the possibility that Republican lawmakers will call their client to testify in the Senate trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Greewell says the initial evidence recovered in Tuesday's deadly shooting in Jersey City shows a very disturbing picture.
We've obtained digital and documentary evidence, which we are currently reviewing for indications about the suspect's possible motives. We've recovered numerous firearms from the scene, and we're processing ballistics evidence. We also recovered a pipe bomb.
President Trump denounced the attack and anti-Semitism at a Hanukkah reception at the White House.
With one voice, we vow to crush the monstrous evil of anti-Semitism whenever and wherever it appears. And we're working very hard on that. And I can tell you that we have a lot of people in government working very, very hard on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points, the S&P 500 up 9, and the NASDAQ up 37. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wieglin, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wieglin and the family attorney, Michael Winkelman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
The hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the nation's first sons has something to say about Time Magazine's choice for Person of the Year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Time selected 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as its choice. Donald Trump Jr. taking to Twitter shortly after the announcement to express his disapproval that she won, calling her a marketing gimmick. He says that the Hong Kong protesters should have won instead. Time's editor-in-chief chief stands by the decision, calling Thunberg the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live. Hey, it's the way we roll, because look at, ladies and gentlemen, we've been wasting a lot of money with this country not being on track, and thank God there is a movement, and it seems to be very concerted and beginning to come together in a very powerful and dynamic way, which I believe is going to benefit all of us Americans, because the waste that has taken place, the amount of resources, and all for this, you know, partisan bickering that has taken. I mean, this is unacceptable. But this is our country, and they serve at our pleasure. That's what I guess you need to understand, and really get that through your understanding, is that they serve at our pleasure. It's not the other way around, although many elites would want us to think so. Jordan Sekulow joins us now, the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. He's an attorney and co-host of Jay Sekulow Live, and we're going to be talking about the latest IG report and the Dems' articles of impeachment. Jordan, good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, lots to catch up on. Update everybody. I mean, we have the IG report hearing yesterday, which, again, was quite provocative and interesting. But in some regards, Jordan, I said not surprising, because you know that going into this, Horowitz, like Comey, is an establishment guy. He's going to protect the FBI. And he tried to as much as he could, but, you know, there was just too many hand grenades that he could only throw his body on.
That is really, Bill, a good way of explaining. You know, I think he tried to do more protection through the written word in the 400-page report. And what you had was liberals in the media, Democrats, elected officials, you know, come out, basically take summarized positions of this without having time to go through the full 400 pages and say, see, everybody's exonerated. And there was no big deal, a few little errors here and there. And then you find out, when he's asked the direct question, because Jim Comey, the former fired FBI director who really launched the whole special counsel Mueller investigation by leaking those memos he had to the president, wrote this op-ed for the Washington Post right after the day after the IG report came out, saying, you know, we're totally, you know, exonerated.
Yeah.
And Inspector General Horowitz got the question, and he said, the former FBI director said he was exonerated. In your view, based off your report, is he? And he said, no one that touched this is exonerated. What does that mean? Any officials that were involved with this investigation of the president, whether it was Crossfire Hurricane, the Russia probe, everything, the FISA issue, none of them are exonerated. So he directly contradicted not just Jim Comey, but this whole media narrative that lasted for about an hour, that was, jumping up and down for Joy C. This was just some conspiracy, tin metal hat crowd. And in fact, this is very serious, and that's why there's a U.S. attorney who has the power to prosecute, the power to have grand juries investigating this. Mm. And for criminal, not just investigating it for you know, work misconduct and, you know, possible firing. But for the reason you have a U.S. attorney is to bring criminal charges or not.
Exactly.
At least investigate whether they should.
Well, and you've got a grand jury that's seated there. And so the good news is unlike the habit, as is the custom in the Beltway, where it leaks like a sieve, things are pretty buttoned down. And the indications that you got a little preview here was after this report was sent out, A.G. Barr and Durham responded going, whoa, I mean, you know, tamp down your excitement here. There is more in them thar hills that's being reported on. And so, you know, it brings to bear what they know versus what, you know, what Horowitz doesn't know.
Exactly right. And Horowitz did not, for instance, I think another part, I mean, I keep harping on Jim Comey, but I think because he's so outspoken about being exonerated by this, he'd been so defiant.
Yes.
And pretty nasty, I think, actually, not the kind of tone you want in a former FBI director, whether they're fired or not. It kind of is worrisome when you have that kind of tone. And he said, and then we find out Jim Comey wouldn't participate in the inspector general. And this tells you about the shortcomings of what the inspector general's powers are. He can't subpoena you and force you. He could, Jim Comey, and we found this out from Attorney General Barr, who announced this, and it was brand new. It wasn't in the report. That they could not interview Jim Comey on anything classified, which would be basically all of this, the real details about FISA warrants and FISA applications, because Jim Comey refused to re-up his security clearance. So he used a procedural matter to
protect himself,
unable to testify,
exactly.
And knew he couldn't be subpoenaed by the inspector general. I mean, it was a huge scam. Cost the taxpayers a ton of money. It's taken our country through now. It leads right into the impeachment issue. They didn't get exactly what they wanted from Mueller, but they've just kept on coming because this same crowd of folks in the intelligence community. I mean, are we surprised this came out of the National Security Council and the CIA and has it in for President Trump? Unfortunately for them, it seems like every move they make, they think that is going to be aggressive or take some steps, some bold move. He just keeps getting stronger. And actually, I think if you see the president and his actions, he is becoming, and this is interesting for President Trump, when you look at the Democrats, certainly not the narrative they want, Bill.
Right, exactly.
He's looking completely like the adult in the room when you have Jerry Nadler and these kind of crazy things happening in these hearings.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ultimately, let's say he gets impeached by the House sometime next week. And you know what? The Senate trial is going to be real deal. There's not going to be any Republican deflections in the House. I don't expect any right now in the Senate. And in fact, I think he'll get, there will be Democrats who vote not to impeach in the House and Democrats who vote not to impeach in the Senate. So the only thing that'll be bipartisan about all this is that the Republicans and Democrats agreed that President Trump shouldn't be impeached.
Exactly. Well, the thing that surprises me, Jordan, is that why would Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want to give up control of this narrative? Because once it goes to the Senate, you know, Adam Schiff isn't there to play his games and make up his stories. And Jerry Nadler, even though he falls asleep in between time, he's not there controlling the narrative. It is going to be the Republicans, and there could be that sentiment, that snapback sentiment that the Republicans said, oh, okay, we're going to treat you exactly the way you treated the House as Democrats, so get ready. Are they going to have the intestinal fortitude and the courage to do that?
You know, it's going to be a real, you know, unlike what people saw in the House, they're going to see a real, what this really looks like. And based off the evidence they presented, it's not much of a case.
Yes, exactly.
There's not much of a case to be had. Not a bunch of craziness to be had, not a bunch of wild accusations, because they can adopt federal rules of civil procedure. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, is going to oversee this. There will be real attorneys there representing both the president and the White House, and then, of course, also the other side as well. So, I think she was just forced into a corner by the left. It shows who's taken over that party, because this is a horrendous political move. It's bad for the country. But I would say, to this point, you can tell by the stock market how they don't take the Democrats seriously anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, if they did, and they thought this was for real. There's no way the stock market would be where it is right now. There's no way President Trump would be polling the way he is in major battleground states in the Midwest. And now the House of Representatives, which I would never have told you 2 or 3 months ago, was legitimately in play for Republicans to take back in the next election.
Right.
I think it can make gains.
Got to go to break. We've got more after this. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know how the story goes. You know, when the first person tells the story, they kind of have the position until part two comes into play. And then you have that in contrast and you're more informed. And this is what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan Sekulow continues with us, the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. He's a member of President Trump's legal team. Jordan, the statement that Horowitz, I.G. Horowitz, had made that he saw that there was no political bias. I mean, that took a big credibility hit on his report, did it not?
Yeah, I don't see where he gets, how he gets that from the fact that you had these removals from the special counsel's team that we know about from the same people. So like Peter Strzok had to be let go from the Mueller team because of his political bias, and he led Crossfire Hurricane. The lawyer, who they keep playing down as this low-level attorney at the DOJ, who doctored evidence, basically, to continue the FISA warrant on Carter Page, which was the warrant that allowed them to continue to spy on the Trump campaign's activities. Because once you get one hook in, that's all you need. They don't want to explain that to people, of course, right. But all you need is the one hook. Mm-hmm. So that lawyer, he was on the special counsel's team, too. Sounds really low level, right? Right. You know why? He also got removed from the special counsel's team for political bias. The inspector general actually went to Mueller and said that he saw in his messages his anti-Trump bias specifically, and so he was removed from that. So, again, I don't know that how you do all that as the inspector general. I think it's what you said at the beginning of the show, segment, Bill, which is that they're really there. They're kind of internal figures to protect their own, and they don't like this undermining that's happening of their institutions, even though they're there to protect that at the end of the day.
Well, you're talking the number one law enforcement in the land, and they're even on this, kind of CYA report, so to speak, that Horowitz put out there. He had to admit to 51 violations, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct. You've got to be kidding me, Jordan. I mean, the standards, I mean, as you know, as an attorney in the legal field, there is standards that are baked into the legal profession, even for attorneys, that you cannot be this reckless. But somehow in politics and the FBI, I think we got entry into this gray area. We can thank Hillary Clinton in large part with her term plausible deniability. And then Comey's follow-up of, what do you call it, reckless negligence or something? I mean, it was something that was soft-pedaled in such a way so that it could not be defined as something criminal. So it kind of gave you an idea of what happened, but it also gave you a clear picture that they were not going to indict or prosecute because they were giving some latitude here.
Yeah, he would not use the word negligence because that would be the crime in its own. So he even carefully protected from that, which, again, negligence being the lowest charge, not anything like destroying things wasn't intentional, and having people take hammers out and destroying things was negligent, not intentional act. But you know what it is? There really is a God complex within a lot of these agencies, especially the law enforcement and intelligence agencies. And I'm not talking about the men and women who actually are out there fighting crime and fighting terrorism overseas as CIA agents or FBI agents for the most part. It's Washington, D.C. These top-level officials think they're God. And the voters, we elect the president. And the president needs to go along with what they say, and then, the president can do his domestic issues, and they'll stay out of those issues. But if you don't go along with what we say when it comes to foreign policy or decision-making, and you want to get rid of any of our people, we're going to come after you. And, this president said, I'll call you on that. He's taken and you see what's happened to him. Mm-hmm. And I think he deserves, for all of us who did support him, even more of our support. I think we need to be a lot more vocal about it, as I've said before, that we need to be, we can't just be a silent majority this time around, because this president went to bat for you. If you voted for him and to drain the swamp, he started doing that. You see what's happened. It's led to an impeachment.
Now, Jordan, it's not only the president, but, because we always hear in the summary, we've got thousands of FBI agents out there. Well, because of those thousands of FBI agents, they themselves also need our protection. Because as we know, in any kind of organization, especially when it happens at the top, it starts setting a rhythm. It allows for infiltration of stinking thinking, some bad habits, loose dealings, kind of like what you've got here. And you start bending the truth. And what you do is you aberrate the rule of law. And this is what's taking place. And it's dangerous. Because right now we can see that it seems to be pretty much at the top, but it's impossible when you start violating the rule. It's impossible for it not to filter on down line to the other agents. That's the other part of the group that I think we're responsible and we need to be caring about.
Yeah, and I think that this whole idea coming out of Washington, the criticism President Trump or the Republicans have of people like Comey and Strzok and D.C. Seventh floors, they're called FBI agents, the head, or the top DOJ officials. It's having some horrendous negative effect on the FBI and DOJ. I think that if you've heard it and it needs to be shouted loud and clear, everyone respects the FBI agents out in the field. Everyone respects the DOJ, U.S. attorneys out in the field actually prosecuting crimes, going to court, doing the work, the assistant U.S. attorneys and their staffs. It's the D.C. half policy, half agents who are, again, they we can't just ignore their wrongdoing because, as you said, because it'll hurt everybody's feelings and cause a lot of concern in the FBI. And, you know, it's not causing a lot of concern for most FBI agents or DOJ officials. It's or even CIA. It's causing a lot of concern for these top guys of names, you know, because they have to hire lawyers. Because it's costing a lot of money because what they did is potentially criminal. I say that because there's a U.S. attorney investigating whether it was
exactly
criminal. Not whether it was just wrong, not whether it was just an ethically bad, but if it was actually a felony offense.
Well, we're getting down to the last couple of minutes here, Jordan. I want to get your insight on the Democrats' articles of impeachment. Quite telling that there were only two issues that they pointed out. What does that indicate to us?
Yeah, I mean, it indicates this: no bribery, no quid pro quo. There's no mention of extortion. Nothing about Bob Mueller or Russia. So the idea, the abuse of power, but they don't really tell you what the abuse was, what was the act that was abusive. They tell you what they didn't like, but they didn't tell you what is the abuse of power. And then obstruction of Congress, this is the most dangerous one. Instead of obstruction of justice, you couldn't do that because he's in court, and they're in court, and the court will decide these disputes of assertions of executive privilege. And it is very dangerous if you can impeach a president for asserting a constitutional right of executive privilege with his staff and documents from the White House in this case, and or State Department, and that that going to court is now obstruction worthy of impeaching, removing a duly elected president. They were horrendous. I mean, honestly, I feel it's like they should be embarrassed.
Yes,
that's what they came up with, and I think that even the far left. A lot of their activists are probably shaking their heads going, after all this, this is what you got on this?
Exactly. I mean, doesn't it have to be adjudicated in some sort of form just to kind of slap them across the head to say, you guys are in fact knuckleheads, you can't do this?
You know, the best way to adjudicate it is to vote them out of office.
Yeah.
And get rid of them. I mean, or else, like they love to complain about, you'll be spending, you know, years in court. But instead, just vote them out of office.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say the way things are lining up, they're likely to get their unintended consequences to that point because you see what's happening. The Democratic Party, they're losing members and they're swelling up in the independent category right now. As they say, they didn't leave the party. It's the party that left them. They're rightfully embarrassed and they don't want to be associated with this.
Absolutely right.
It's going to be huge consequences.
They got no good candidate for president either. I mean,
Jordan Sekulow, Executive Director of American Center for Law and Justice and member of President Trump's legal team. Jordan, thank you as always for the time. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is working out the final details on its articles of impeachment against President Trump. During evening debates, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said abuse of power and obstruction of Congress cannot be overlooked.
And so, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins calls the entire impeachment process a farce.
The real legacy of this impeachment hearing will not be the removal of Donald Trump as president. In fact, if anything, they see the majority for what they are, on a three-year vendetta.
The committee is getting ready to vote on whether to accept or reject the articles of impeachment. The legal team for the whistleblower is now preparing for the possibility that Republican lawmakers will call their client to testify in the Senate trial. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
American, fresh, and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, the Media Quality Project, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She also serves as the national spokeswoman for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I got to tell you, in the midst of all the insanity coming out of D.C., you know, we are really at a crossroads here, Megan, to where we could really go a long way in getting this country back on track. The question is, do our elected officials and the agencies that are responsible, do they have the courage, intestinal fortitude to go after this problem seriously, drain the swamp, clean it up, take a look at this problem in a very vulnerable and honest way, and the problem is massive. There is no doubt that the problems we've had in this country, they have metastasized. The corruption that is on display is so clear, and that the elected officials need to understand that we, the people, can see it clearly. And if you can't hear us now, the 2020 elections are just around the corner, so get ready.
Yeah, I was saying the other day that we need an election like we had in 2010 and 2012 when we fired Nancy Pelosi in 2012 and took away the gavel. If you recall, it was the RNC that put out the hashtag and a bunch of hats and merch that said fire Pelosi, and that's exactly what we need to do again, because if we don't fire Pelosi, we will have another 4 years of impeachment hearings over nothing. I was laughing when I heard the articles of impeachment listed by Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and others. There are two. Mm-hmm. And those two do not include extortion. They don't include bribery, collusion, conspiracy, quid pro quo. All of the charges that they have levied against this president for the last 3.5 years do not show up in the articles of impeachment. What does show up in the articles of impeachment are nebulous.
Yes.
Something called abuse of power and something called obstruction of Congress. You can't obstruct a crime if the crime didn't exist. And what we found out from the IG report and what we are going to find out from the Durham report is the actual crime is on the left side,
yes.
The Democrat side.
Well, that's what Jonathan Turley said. He said the very thing you're accusing the president of is the very thing you're doing.
Yes, and that is a good old Alinsky tactic. Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. I don't remember which rule it is, but that was Hillary Clinton's mentor, and they are following that book like it's their Bible, like it's their Constitution. Now, today we have, Wednesday, we had a hearing with the Senate, a Judiciary Committee, whereby Michael Horowitz is going to be speaking. Or spoke to the Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly says the activities we found here do not vindicate anyone who touched this. So the activities of the FBI, the activities of the Barack Obama administration, the activities of the NGO groups like Fusion GPS, who were paid by the Hillary Clinton and DNC in order to dig up dirt on their opponents through foreign spies,
yes.
are not vindicated. So this victory lap that we saw Comey doing after the IG report was released is a little bit too premature, because I have to remind everybody that there is an open criminal investigation, a grand jury has been assembled,
yes,
and there will be indictments that come along after the Durham report is released.
Without a doubt. Yeah, I think that the knees are still knocking. Look what John Solomon had to say about the FISA abuses that were noted in the 400-plus pages in this report by the Inspector General. 51 violations, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct, 4 informants, 1 unlawful effort to surveil the Trump campaign. This isn't John Solomon's opinion. This is from the IG report. And the thing is, when you are talking about the top law enforcement in the land, Megan, one violation is too much, much less 51. I mean, this is unacceptable. 9 false statements. I mean, come on. Look what they did, to General Mike Flynn. I mean, they put him to hell and back. And what, for one statement that even the original investigating FBI agent said it wasn't a problem. He didn't lie. But now that's what they're holding on to.
That's right. And so this shows you exactly how the Democrats weaponized the government against their political enemies. And they've done this time and time again. This isn't new, but we would have never known about this bill if Hillary Clinton won.
That's the most
scary part of this all.
Exactly.
Because we never would have known the depths of corruption within our own trusted federal agencies like the FBI if Hillary Clinton had won. The Democrats turned the Department of Justice, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA against the American people and used to surveil innocent Americans that were simply working on a presidential campaign. Let's just take Trump out of the equation for a sec. If they can do this to simple campaign workers who were just thought that they were doing their duty, patriotic duty, to help get their candidate elected, the Democrats could do this to anyone who voted against the Democrat Party.
Of course. Well, they got away with it with the IRS and Lois Lerner. I mean, that's perfect case in point, which substantiates exactly what you're saying. They've been running amok for quite a while, and this is why I am shocked. Well, I don't know why I'm shocked, but I am. I guess maybe because I'm eternally hopeful that somehow the truth will finally come out, is how much they've protected the former president. You know, they just will not. They will not admit that this former president has done more to damage our U.S. constitutional rights and foundational principles than any other president, you know, any, maybe in all presidents combined. I mean, the kind of stuff that he's done. This crossfire hurricane deal that we're talking about. This didn't happen on Donald Trump's. This is in the middle of Barack Obama. What he did to the IRS and Lois Lerner, the EPA, what they did, how they went after James Rosen and other media types because they wanted to control everything in D.C., and you were either aligned with the Democratic Party and Barack Obama, or you were a foe, and they were going to put the full force of the government right on your pumpkin head.
Well, and thanks for bringing up James Rosen, because that's a very salient point. The Barack Obama administration is known to spy on journalists, innocent people. You don't hear the journalists screaming about it because most of the journalists are in bed with the Democrats.
Exactly.
But James Rosen's phones were wiretapped. His parents' phones were wiretapped. Cheryl Atkinson, former reporter of CBS until she started reporting the truth on Benghazi, then was fired. Her computers were bugged. Her laptop as well as her mainframe. She has an active court case against the Barack Obama administration for these grievances, specifically her violation of Fourth Amendment, her right to privacy, et cetera. So the Barack Obama administration has a historic track record of spying on journalists. So why wouldn't they spy on just innocent American people? That journalists are innocent American people. And so what we have here also is that Horowitz on Wednesday, according to Mark Meadows, was taking apart Democrat talking points one by one, saying the known false dossier was an essential part of the FISAs,
right,
declining to rule out political bias motivating FBI agents. Like you said, 51 violations, 9 misstatements, which are called lies.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats and FBI agents, as well as FBI lawyers, forged documents. That's in the IG report. They withheld exculpatory evidence. And they abused FISA, and they did so in a pattern. It wasn't like it was just 9 different false statements regarding 9 different subjects. No, it was specific to Carter Page and surveillance. It was specific to lying to the FISA court in order to have a wider net of surveillance within the Trump campaign.
Well, my question is, after all is said and done, where are the FISA judges? How come they're not up in arms about this, Megan?
I've been asking too. You would think that the judges would come out and you can't. First of all, you can never lie to the court. Okay? If you are a lawyer or anyone in standing, you cannot lie to the court. Mm-hmm. You raise your hand to solemnly swear to tell the truth and whole truth and so help you God. They lied.
Yes.
Any lawyer would have been disbarred by now and charged.
Yeah. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Megan Barth after this. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotel. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez back with you. Megan Barth continues with us, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, you were hitting on some important parts regarding the FISA judges and the silence. I mean, all we're hearing is crickets there. And as you say, when you're in a court of law, your law license, your integrity, you just cannot go and fib to the court. And what the IG report is clearly stating is there were at least 9 false statements in the FISA applications. I mean, how did they get away with this?
Right, and I don't think they are going to get away with it, because another thing that Horowitz said on Wednesday is that it was illegal surveillance. Hmm. Illegal surveillance, which means it's a crime. And so that's why we have to rely on John Durham. I believe that he is going to be able to. Horowitz, the IG, cannot make charges, right?
Right. Well, he doesn't have the power of a sitting grand jury. He doesn't have subpoena power. He can only talk to the people who are currently employed by the government, and anybody outside who's willing to talk, which means like nobody, unless you're employed, you're not going to talk.
Yeah. And he just basically takes their statements as fact.
Right.
So if Lisa Page or her lover, Peter
Stroke,
came forward and said, well, no, we had no political bias, then he just writes it down, they have no political bias.
Right.
Even though obviously they do have political bias. Mm-hmm. They talk about their bias very clearly in their text messages. Mm-hmm. Text messages that we, again, would have never received.
Thousands of text messages. I mean, they had so many text messages. It's like, what were we paying these guys for? You know, right. Megan, I can't write that many text messages. I don't have time. I've got, you know, just doing this radio show. I mean, this radio show, this is 9 hours a day of work. And this is focused on, you know, research, the actual interviews, like what we're doing right now and our discussions. You know, who's got time to put out that many text messages? I mean, you've got to give up something, and yet you're going to say that these guys are honorable employees? I mean, anybody else on any other job, they would have been fired because they were doing anything but what they were employed to do.
Exactly. And so it shows you that the big fat bureaucrats were just basically taking in their big fat paychecks and not really doing anything else except spying on a presidential campaign in order to overthrow an election. That was their goal. It wasn't to protect the American people. It was to target the American people. And so any American, I don't care how you vote, should be very concerned about a government agency using and having this much power and then using that power as a weapon against you.
Exactly.
If they can spy on people within the Trump campaign who are simply doing their civic duty, they can spy on anyone. Adam Schiff, again, just proved that. He got the metadata records on John Solomon, who you had mentioned earlier, another reporter who's being spied on by Democrats.
And Devin Nunes.
Devin Nunes. Adam Schiff came out this week and again said he had irrefutable evidence. Where is the irrefutable evidence? Robert Mueller didn't find any irrefutable evidence, or his report would have read much differently. Horowitz actually found irrefutable evidence, but against the Democrats, against their agents within the FBI. And now we're going to have irrefutable evidence produced by John Durham. And the Democrats are already spinning this as some political hit job. Again, the Democrats accuse us of exactly what they are guilty of.
Exactly. Called projection. Let me ask you, does FISA stand? Can they, after all this that's been exposed, the abuse of power by the FBI? I mean, I don't know how you can deny its abuse. They knew, like Mike Lee said, they always have known that this is a hot potato. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they're going to abuse it. He says it's built into the system. With that understanding, how do you vote for the FISA Act one more time?
Yeah, and this, as more of a libertarian, especially on civil liberties issues, I've always had issues with the NSA, even.
Yes.
Giving that much power to an unelectable, unaccountable agency, whether it is the NSA or the FISA court, should be concerning, because you are going to have abuse where you have centralized power.
Exactly.
Absolute power, absolutely corrupt. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've witnessed.
Well, did you notice the other thing, too, that Horowitz, exposed was that there was a special carve out for the attorneys? I mean, they got a get out of jail card on this whole deal. You talk about not having accountability. The attorneys themselves, they're not accountable to the IG. They're just running on their own.
Well, that explains a lot. I missed that, but that explains a lot.
That I when I heard that, I just fell over. I go, you got to be kidding me.
Right. Well, you know, and the Democrat, and that leads me to, another point, is we continue to hear the Democrats say that no one is above the law. No one is above the law. Well, obviously, your attorneys are above the law.
Right.
Obviously, your government bureaucracies seem to be operating above the law. And, oh, let's just throw in illegal aliens while we're at it.
Right.
Because the Democrats protect illegal aliens. If no one's above the law, then why do we have 22 million or 30 million or 35 million or whatever illegal aliens living amongst us?
And why are they voting? And why are they voting? Why are they tainting our elections?
Well, and it's not only that they're voting, and voter fraud is very hard to prove, but what illegal aliens give Democrats is power, because through the census. That's
exactly.
What the census question was. So the more illegal aliens we have that congregate specifically in blue states, the more power they give Democrats through representation. So it's said that if every illegal alien were deported out of California, the Democrats would lose six seats. Six.
Yes.
That's huge.
Right. Well, and I believe you had reported on this earlier as well, in terms of the 2016 elections, in looking back, they found at least 3 million votes that were filed by illegal immigrants. At least 3 million.
Right. Correct.
I mean, that's incredible.
And think of the races, for example, like here in Nevada. A friend of mine lost by less than 100 votes. I mean, and And many races are that close. It can come down to even flipping a coin, you mm-hmm. see, in some states, right?
Right.
So until we get, and my dad lives in North Carolina. He just sent me a picture of his new voter form. North Carolina is now going to require ID. So I think what we're going to see is a lot of states moving forward, if it doesn't come from a federal level, a lot of states are going to implement, much like Alabama did as well,
mm-hmm.
ID at the polls. So you
exactly.
prove, one, that you're not only who you are that you say you are, but that you're a citizen
exactly.
of this country.
Right. And this idea of, as my friend down in Broward County, Ed would say that in Chicago, the vote isn't over until they get the cemetery count. You know, no more of these, these death votes, which still remains a mystery to me, is how people can die Republican. And with the power of the Democrats, they're revived and they vote Democrat upon their revival from death.
Yeah,
amazing.
The reincarnation, they become Democrats. I said the other day, too, that if we thought 2018 was a mess, and it was, we saw Broward County found ballots in an airport rental car.
Right.
We saw Arizona just all of a sudden find hundreds of thousands of ballots. Georgia, again, was a mess. We were waiting for weeks for some elections to be decided. That's just an harbinger of things to come for 2020. The Democrats rely and live and breathe chaos. And
well,
they will use chaos to their advantage, especially when it comes to 2020. Jerry Nadler had already basically given us a hint at what to expect. 2018 was the harbinger. They are already preparing to say that Trump stole the 2020 election. Just wait, because that's coming.
Exactly. Well, they're a desperate lot. And desperate people will do desperate things. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to be up to we, the people, to be vigilant about this because just like they've done in previous campaigns, they've done it right under our noses. We've just kind of turned a blind eye to it. We didn't want to believe that it was this corrupt. But let me tell you, in coming for this next election, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So it's so important for Americans to get involved. Like I said, we need another uprising like we did in 2010. It was historic.
Mm-hmm.
We robbed Nancy of her gavel. We took over many city councils, many state governments. The Tea Party movement was integral in 2010. It's still alive.
Yes.
And it needs to rise up again to take that gavel away from Nancy Pelosi, give the Republicans power back in the House so we don't have to go like Representative Green told us, who's a Democrat,
yes.
4 more years of chaos led by the Democrat Party.
You imagine all the money we've wasted on these witch hunts. And the money is exponential. It's not even hard dollars. You know, over $70 million just in the Mueller fiasco alone. And all that we're spending now, the time wasted with our elected officials instead of doing, you know, even though they've passed the USMCA, but we know why they did that. That was all for show so that, you know, the Democrats could go back home and say, see, we told you we would do this for you. Well, it was Donald Trump that brought this, you know, to the front. I mean, he's kept this thing and he's kept it alive and he brought it. I mean, the Democrats for all the years that said, well, NAFTA wasn't all that great and everything. What did they offer to improve NAFTA on? They didn't. It took Donald Trump to come in and he did it inside of 3 years.
Right. And we would have still had NAFTA if Donald Trump wasn't president and the Democrats held any power. Even the old guard of the Republican Party. They
yes.
would have just kept renewing NAFTA and renewing NAFTA and watched all of the factories continue to close and our American workers, their jobs shift overseas.
Founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people.